prostate secure.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, here to open up the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Typically in the second half, we talk about resource issues and resource companies. And I got to tell you, Kathy and I just spent a really, really interesting 3 or 4 days with some good friends of ours, Don Robinson and Kathy Butella. They are behind a company called East Main Resources. They're delightful people, and I want to start talking more about East Main on the show. You know why? Because it's a really, really interesting company. Okay, full disclosure first. East Main is a sponsor on our website. That means that if you want more information on the company, all you have to do is click on their banner. You get all the information that you want. Okay, second full disclosure. Boy, I hate being so honest. Second full disclosure, I don't own any stock in East Main. If that should change in the near future, and it probably will, you folks will be the first to know about it because I don't ever want to be accused of doing anything unethical. Okay, Don is a PhD geologist. He has worked all around the world, been on every continent around the world, as he says, other than Antarctica. He is very, very actively involved with East Main in eastern Canada right now. The interesting thing about Quebec, which is the province that that East Main is focusing their attention on, is that, you know, you get basically 50% of the money you spend in terms of exploration. You get it back from the provincial government, and that's a huge carrot for people to be doing work in Quebec, in my humble opinion. Don, you came out with a press release this week. People are finally starting to pick up coverage. You know, analysts are starting to finally pick up coverage on your company. I think it's long overdue. Before we talk about the recent coverage that was picked up, though, let's talk a little bit about just a brief overview. Take a couple of minutes. East Main Resources, what are you guys all about?
Well, as you know, Al, we've got two gold deposits up in the James Bay District. Our flagship is called Eau Claire. We're in the process of doing a resource update on it, and we have a major drill program this year of 25,000 meters to expand the deposit both laterally and at depth.
Okay. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you are joint venturing the Eau Claire project with a major company, specifically Goldcorp. Goldcorp came out with a press release just a couple of weeks ago where they announced full steam ahead on development at Eau Claire. Can you elaborate on that?
No. We are not a joint venture on Eau Claire. It's that we have a joint venture on Eleanor South with Goldcorp, and Goldcorp announced that they are going full steam ahead on their mine property, which is called Eleanor. Mm-hmm. In fact, what's really significant about this is that they announced a production decision for 600,000 ounces a year at $400 an ounce cash cost.
Okay.
This for a 15-year period. This is going to be one of Canada's largest operating mines for many years to come, and it's about to start in 2014. The significance here is that this confirms that we are in a new mining district.
Okay.
And it has projects that are good enough for the big boys.
Never claimed to be a geologist, but now I understand what you're talking about there. So basically, in terms of the level of optimism within the East Main company, so to speak, you guys got to be pretty optimistic, you know, continue to be optimistic based on that news from Goldcorp, right?
Absolutely, and it's reinforced by the fact that this morning Macquarie announced formal research coverage on 8 companies after screening literally hundreds of junior company opportunities to arrive at 8 great stories, and we're included in that research coverage. We're tickled pink of this.
You know, tell us a little bit about Macquarie's then. They're a New York-based firm, if I'm not mistaken.
This group actually have a research office out of Toronto, but they're Australian-based. This is the second group. The first group was from New York. This group is Australian-based with an office out of Toronto. The analyst has been to the project and knows the Eau Claire story very well.
Mm-hmm.
And they have selected us based on the fact that juniors are discovering the majority of deposits, the multi-million ounce deposits. We think we're on to one of them. And our fundamental issue is that grow the deposit through diamond drilling.
Sure.
And ultimately, we expect one of the producing companies to be the producer at Eau Claire. It's just not yet.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the basics of East Main, Don. You know, hopefully I'm not, I mean, I've been wrong on a couple of comments that I've made so far, and I appreciate your correction, but you guys have, you know, one of the most important aspects of a company is their capital position, and you guys got a whack of money in the bank, if I'm not mistaken.
We're in a nice position that way. There's $24 million in the treasury. And so this year, in order to be aggressive and really go full steam ahead on the expanding of the deposits, we have a $10 million exploration program, 25,000 meters of drilling at Eau Claire, 15,000 meters of drilling at the East Main Mine. The objectives are to expand these deposits by drilling under metal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, what's going to happen on the property for the rest of 2011, on the properties, I guess I should say?
Well, the first thing is that at Eau Claire, we are drilling right beside the known resource, and late last fall, we have identified new resources that sit on a hill a couple of hundred meters away from the main part of the deposit. We've confirmed that it looks the same as the deposit, as Eau Claire. It's got some high grade in it. One of the best assays that we issued was 50 gram gold. And it is open laterally, and it's open at depth. We've got about eight holes into it. So far, the assays from four of the eight all confirm that it's gold bearing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will be literally definition drilling this to see if there's more resources. Part of it's going to likely be an open pit type scenario with centered on high-grade veins. And then we will continue drilling at the main Eau Claire deposit at depth to expand the known resources.
Don, tell our listeners, if you would, a little bit about your team. I mean, it's, you know, when you have assets of this magnitude, and I also have to say of this complexity, you can't do it totally on your own. You got to have some folks working with you. Who do you have working with you?
Well, in fact, we have a nice young group of GOs that are on staff now, and these guys are up to date in terms of the technology and the science, and knowing a little bit about ore deposits is absolutely critical. Literally last summer, we have come through with a breakthrough, and literally on my computer screen, I'm looking at it, that has been generated from the last summer's work that literally uncovers the mystery and the secrets of how this gold deposit is controlled and how the deposits in the district are controlled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's half the battle, is to figuring out the puzzle that Mother Nature left. And this is pretty, this is going to be quite interesting going forward this year, because we've certainly got something very interesting on our hands.
So you don't have a bunch of old guys like Robinson and Corlin, who basically sometimes have trouble seeing the forest through the trees. You've got some young blood in there that really are looking at the total picture. And I think that that's really important, and I commend you and Kathy for doing that. I really do. And you know, I'm not implying that you and I are old guys who don't see the forest or the trees. But, you know, I have to tell you, when you get younger people involved, as we certainly have with our organization, the panorama changes dramatically. And oftentimes, you know, you have to thank these young people for giving us perspectives that sometimes we overlook. You know, I want to stress to you guys out there, Kathy and Don are really nice people. They have a company that what you see is what you get. It really is worth taking a look at. I am highly prejudiced here because they're close friends of ours. I'm not highly prejudiced because I have any equity interest in it, because that isn't the issue here. But, you know, take a look at the company. Click on the banner on our website. I'm not telling you to do anything other than click on the banner. Get the information. Make up your own mind. Big Al's going to be back with another giant in our industry.
reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin, and I certainly appreciate you joining me. Chatting right now with my buddy Roger Wiegand. I asked Roger to talk about a company that he recently is covering in his newsletter, Trader Tracks, came out yesterday, Friday, as one of the companies that he features. I want to stress that in Trader Tracks, in the interest of full disclosure, Mr. Wiegand receives no fees whatsoever from the companies. Companies do not pay to get into his newsletter, and Roger also, as a matter of his principle, doesn't own any shares of companies that he covers. So you can pretty much consider that one to be arm's-length information. The company that we're talking about right now is Arcana Corporation. As far as Big Al is concerned, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say I am not. This is not arm's-length information coming from me. I am an investor in Arcana, and I have been over the last couple of years. We have bought and sold shares in this company, and we continue to do so. My background in Arcana is about a year and a half ago, we went down and shot a video at the La Negra mine, which is located about four hours outside of Mexico City. I like the team at Arcana a lot. I think Lennox Rodriguez is absolutely brilliant as a president of the company, and I have put my money where my mouth is, and I do trade that stock. So let me say this. Do not construe this as being investment advice coming from me, because it's not. I'm not a registered investment advisor, and I'm telling you, I'm highly biased when it comes to this company, in the sense that I do definitely trade the stock. Roger, your views, my buddy.
Well, I can't remember when we first got started with the company, Al, but it's been a long time ago. And in fact, it's been long enough since I can't remember how I even found it, but that doesn't matter. The point being that we've had it in and out of our letter two or three times, and our traders and investors that took the information did quite nicely. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And now they are blasting into a new situation here, in that production is going up. Most importantly, too, along with that, silver is rising dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
It broke through the all-time highs, most recent highs, I should say, this week. Today trading is off a little on a normal cycle, but the low on silver now is $34.13. And we wanted to see silver break through 32.45, which it has done handily. Now, more importantly, on this particular company, the shares have really had a big bounce last week. I think they were somewhere around 66 cents, and now are up over 90 cents. With our long-range forecast, unrelated to the company but related somewhat, we're looking at a high for silver in 2011 of $51. That's in our report this week.
Mm-hmm.
And based upon that and the activity in this company, we really like this opportunity. The long chart, the weekly chart that in my letter that covers this week, 3 years, shows a massive cup and handle formation. Normally, when these get very wide over a long period of many months, when the breakout comes after the handle, you really get a dandy move, and that's exactly what's happened.
You know, I got to tell you, the thing I really like about the company is Lennox Rodriguez does not sit on his hands, not even close. I mean, if you look at the press releases that have come out, for example, just this year alone, and they're really worth talking about, okay? Back on January 14th, Lennox approached Dr. Peter McGaugh to be a member of the Technical Advisory Committee. Peter McGaugh is absolutely brilliant. In my opinion, he is, you know, one of the foremost geological experts when it comes to assets, mineral assets in Mexico. Okay, 7 days later, another news release, January 21st, Arcana commences construction at Shafter Silver Mine in Texas. How did that happen? Well, when I met Lennox a number of years ago, about two years ago, Lennox said, I got to raise $50 to $80 million to put Shafter into production and to take Silver Wheaton out of the picture in terms of the revenues coming from La Negra. This was at a time when the market wasn't that great, and I said, Lennox, whatever I can do to help you, I'm there. But you know, I think that's going to be a daunting task. He never called me and asked me for help. He did it totally on his own. Took him a year, but he raised $85 million. That took Silver Wheaton out of the picture, and that allowed them to go, you know, to begin construction at Shafter, the Shafter Silver Mine in Texas. Okay, February 22nd, just a couple of weeks ago, came out with another press release. Paul Matzik has been appointed to the board of directors, and he's also a member of the technical advisory committee. I mean, this guy does not sit on his hands. Paul Matzik has over 30 years of experience in the mining industry. He's an experienced professional geochemist, and he's a geologist with a bachelor's and master of science degree in geology. I mean, this guy, Lennox, is doing nothing but strengthening the company. I got to tell you, Raj, that's nothing but positive.
Well, I'd like to remark further, too, on Peter McGaw. I've known Peter for about 5 years, and he is, like you said, I consider him to be probably one of the world's champion top two or three geologists in North America.
Yeah.
He's not only a nice guy, but he's a hard worker. He's extremely smart.
Right.
And he knows minerals in Mexico. There's no question about it.
Sure. Yeah, he knows minerals in Mexico. I mean, I met Peter when he was actually working on a project up in British Columbia. But, you know, the more I got to know him, Kathy and I got to know Peter and his wife, you know, we realized they're pretty entrenched down in the Tucson area where they live. Peter spends a lot of time in Mexico. I mean, they're, you know, one of their biggest joys in life is going to the Mineral and Gem Show down in Tucson. I mean, that shows you how much he's into. He's into his deal being, you know, so to speak, you know, silver assets, et cetera. I mean, guy's got a PhD in geology. What's wrong with that? And all of these people are doing nothing but adding to the team at Arcana. I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting to watch and see how the situation shakes out at Shafter. Will they, in fact, put that into production? I know they had the groundbreaking ceremony for the facility down there a couple of weeks ago. You folks can also watch that on YouTube. It'll be interesting to see what happens with La Negra. I mean, is production at the La Negra mine going to continue to increase? I mean, time will tell. What do you think, Raj?
Well, I think absolutely, and I would encourage people to read this week's issue of Trader Tracks, because we have not only covered the company extensively in more detail, but I also did some forecasting on prices, which a lot of people don't do. They're afraid to do it. We are not afraid to do it. We do use technical analysis, and based upon the things that I'm seeing, I think you'll be very excited when you see these numbers.
Well, I got to tell you, it's an interesting company. The reason it's an interesting company is because, as I've said four or five times, I mean, am I a little enthusiastic about these guys? You bet. But it's an interesting company because they have proven assets, 43101 numbers, okay? They are very, very aggressively working the properties, and with the latest financial statements that I've looked at, they've got plenty of money to continue doing what they're doing. I got to tell you, I'm really interested in silver, and right now, this happens to be, you know, one of my largest silver holdings. And again, I want to say, you know, you can't say this enough in our litigious society, but I want to say, you know, I am very, very highly biased in this deal, and I'm investing in the company, and I'm trading the company, and I got to tell you, this is one of the better ones that Al Corlin has found over the years. Roger, thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. So I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Chatting right now with my buddy Marshall Barrell. Marshall is the co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund out of San Francisco, frequent guest on the program. In the interest of full disclosure, I guess I have to say a couple of things. One of those things is that Marshall and I have been personal family friends for the past 25 years, and Kathy and I are invested in the Encompass Fund. So when it comes to my views about the Encompass Fund and Mr. Barrell, truly, truly, they are prejudicial, to say the least, and not even arm's length. Marshall and I are going to chat with something right now that I think is really, really important, particularly in the context of this program, and that is the concept of high moral values and honesty. You know, we have some things going on in our society right now that really, really reek of a low moral values and dishonesty. And I think that those things are killing our country, and I think that those things are killing our financial institutions. You know, we have gotten to the point in the United States where people are doing, you know, they're members of the if it feels good, do it theory. And you know what? That's wrong, and people get hurt when people take advantage of the if it feels good, do it theory. As that relates to the investment community, you know what? There's a lot of folks out there who have ulterior motives that you just have to, if you don't realize what their ulterior motives are, you're going to take totally, you're not going to understand what they're really, really saying. Marsh, am I crazy? What do you think about all this?
No, I don't think you're crazy. I think you certainly got some good points, Al. I do want to mention that my comments in this area will be my personal views, do not necessarily reflect those of my co-portfolio manager, Malcolm Gissen, nor of the fund. But certainly, when you look at what's going on in the world and more particularly possibly in the context of what you're saying, what is not going on.
Yeah.
It's going to affect investments. It's going to affect investment decisions.
Yeah.
But what is unfortunate is there just seems to be more of a general trend across countries and peoples to not have the same determination to try and follow the golden rule, if you will, mm-hmm. that there has been in decades past.
Yeah.
And it's more of a an immediate thing, an immediate gratification situation, and that's unfortunate. It's difficult. It plays into some of the worst aspects of human nature.
Yep.
But that's what it is, and you have to recognize that and operate accordingly in all aspects of one's life, including the financial aspects.
Well, you know, a good example, a very, very blatant, dramatic example of what you're talking about, unfortunately, for him, is Bernie Madoff. I mean, you know, here's a guy who ran a Ponzi scheme for years and years and years and years. People didn't know about it, you know, and it forced a lot of people into, once he was caught, it forced a lot of people into some real, real financial hardships, you know, taking that down a few notches. But you look at some of the folks out there in our industry who purport to be investment executives, investment experts, executive advisors, when in fact they're nothing more than people who are getting paid to tout certain situations. And when they're not disclosing that they're getting paid to recommend certain situations, that's taking advantage of people who really shouldn't be taken advantage of, because they're not lying, but they're not telling the whole truth.
That's certainly true, and you mentioned Madoff, and there's many other examples.
Sure.
And certainly going back to the genesis of the term, the Ponzi scheme,
mm-hmm.
which was roughly 90 years ago, Charles Ponzi out of Boston, who was one of the first to, on any scale, take money from Peter to pay Paul and to keep it going for a while, and Madoff did it. And the unfortunate thing with Madoff and with a number of others is that they have taken advantage of their friends and their families and the friends of friends to gain a trust and confidence that is unjustified, turns out to be unjustified. And going to what you're saying you about people being cautious and wary,
mm-hmm.
and more so these days than you've had to be in the past. You've always needed to be. But you read about these various situations where a person in a of a certain religion, of any religion,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
not
yeah, I know what you're saying.
Against any particular one, but where a minister, a reverend, a father, a rabbi, an imam, whatever, whomever, has taken advantage of members of their community
mm-hmm.
to defraud them.
Yeah.
And that's based on the fact that the innocent people who end up getting defrauded have a confidence level because of the relationship.
Right.
And when you say people need to be extremely wary and cautious, it's certainly the case. It's even more so these days than maybe it has been in the past. And that applies across one's various relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the reason is that you have trust and confidence in a person or a situation is all well and good, but don't let that cloud your thinking and your attempt to use logic and reasonableness as to whether this is a good course of action for the individual,
yeah.
and certainly particularly when it comes to financial matters and financial deals.
Well, there's a lot of people out there who purport to be experts who are really nothing more than salesmen, and I use the word salesman in this case. Let's use the word ignorant salesman. You know, there are a lot of salespeople out there who have a lot of talent, but really in some cases don't know what they're doing. But because they have so much talent in being persuasive, they make a lot of money in that area. You know, and I think unfortunately to a large extent, but I think unfortunately our industry has people like that also. And the only comment that I would make is, you know, you got to look at the total picture, really demand full disclosure, because, you know, if you don't, it just... You're the only one who's going to get hurt. There's absolutely no question about that. I mean, let's take the Encompass Fund as an example of full disclosure. You guys are regulated by the U.S. federal government. Some of your favorite people in the world, right, Marsh? But you guys are regulated by the federal government as to you have to disclose every time, almost every time you sneeze, because anyone who invests in your deal has to, if they don't have full disclosure, you and your colleague Malcolm Gissen, somebody blows the whistle if you guys aren't doing that, and I know that you are, you're going to go to jail. Okay?
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility and a potential, and it applies to the entire mutual fund industry,
right,
which is regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission, and properly so. And fortunately, it hasn't gotten to the point where we have to disclose when we're going to sneeze, but we do have
only
to
when
make,
you're gonna, only when you're going to go to the bathroom.
quarterly disclosures, right, which we do and all other mutual funds do, and the information is available. Most funds, if not all of them, have their own websites, plus information is available at the Securities and Exchange Commission,
right,
website, sec.gov, and
right,
that's good to check. If you're dealing with a person who is a broker or an insurance salesperson, some of these other sales professions, they are regulated, and there are websites where you can go and check up on somebody and their past and their history and verify that they are what they say they are, who they say they are.
Right.
And also, it's always good to keep in mind the old phrase, which is often the case, you know, if a deal sounds too good to be true, it probably isn't that good a deal. And
no,
it probably isn't true.
Exactly, exactly. Marshall, I appreciate your comments on this. Marshall, always a pleasure, buddy. Thanks so much. Big Al.
Thank you, Al.
Yep, Big Al's going to be right back.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. I'm here to wrap up the show with my buddy Roger Wiegand, Trader Raj. Raj is a frequent, regular contributor to the Cornell Economics Report. You guys like him a lot, as I do. His insights, I think, are absolutely genius. You know, that's something I realized 5 or 6 or 7 years ago when I first met Roger. We were talking about real estate on the air, and he basically made some predictions that were uncannily correct, and the timing was absolutely amazing. Roger, I have an interesting question for you right now. Okay, yesterday, Friday, March 4th, the gold market absolutely went bonkers, in my opinion. Gold was up, you know, over $15 or thereabouts as we were recording this segment. Silver was up over $1 an ounce, you know, $35.27 while we were recording. At the same time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, Raj, was down about 155 points. NASDAQ was down 26 points. And the U.S. dollar, interestingly enough, was also down on the index 0.06 to 76.40. Now, given the fact that the economic news yesterday, i.e. unemployment under 9%, I thought that was very, very interesting that the price of precious metals went up and the price of the Dow Jones Industrial Average went down. I mean, that is, given that kind of news, Raj, that is absolutely, to my mind, amazing. Explain to me and to our listeners why this happened, would you?
Well, there's three or four different things that are at odds here, and it kind of gets a little bit complicated. First of all, you've got some fundamental changes in the markets themselves, fundamental, not technical, okay? The next thing is gold was going through a very unusual technical change that I had never seen before, but it's now back on track, and it's kind of following the normal cycles, so to speak. So what happened is the jobs report came out, I think, and was pumped up by the plunge protection team. Maybe, maybe not, but it doesn't matter. They pumped it up with the jobs numbers that I think are absolutely silly. The only thing is the ADP jobs report is really better than the one that comes out of the Labor Department. Consequently, the markets give it a lot more credence. They think that one is more true, more valuable. It may or may not be, but what it did, it had the reaction. It's a very sensitive report that can move markets, not only in the U.S., but in Asia and Europe. So when that jobs report came in, it kicked the stocks up, and today we see them selling back again because it's Friday and the weekend. So that's part of it right there.
Well, let me interrupt you just for a second. I was reading, you know, We recorded this on Friday. I remember I got back Thursday night from dinner, and I was reading some information on the unemployment numbers in the United States, and that was a poll, basically, according to a poll that came out Thursday night. The unemployment numbers were not 8.9%. The unemployment numbers in the United States were a skosh over 10%, 10.1, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, there's a little bit of a contradiction there, huh?
Well, not only that, but, I mean, those numbers are so far and away from being accurate, it's ridiculous.
Now, which numbers are you talking about?
I follow the numbers that are posted by our friend John Williams at ShadowStats.com.
Right.
John has tremendous experience, as you know. You know him well, just like I do. And John's numbers are to be trusted. And for a long time, his real unemployment numbers have been actually pretty much double what they are posted. And I've written in my newsletter many times before, I don't have the information or the skills to do what John does, but John's last one that I saw was 22 or 23%. And what I've always done, whether that's state unemployment or federal or whatever, you take the number and just multiply times two, and you're probably pretty close. So, you know, John's at 22, 23, and I am too. That's USA, all unemployment.
John's numbers are a little bit different than the numbers put out by the federal government, in the sense that the federal government, I'm sure listeners will remember, under the Clinton administration, they totally revamped the way they determined unemployment. People who were underemployed, people discouraged workers, et cetera, were no longer counted in the unemployment numbers. And, you know, John very accurately says, no, when somebody's underemployed, you know, you got a PhD physicist working at McDonald's. I mean, let's talk about underemployed. The kids who work in the bag room at the club that Kathy and I play at up in northern Washington State, they have, I mean, underemployed, they've got better educations. They're all college graduates. They've got better education, Raj, than you and I do.
I know that, and I heard of another family example today from a young man from Chicago.
Yeah.
Master's degree in finance. He just lost his job, 35 years old.
John's numbers are the numbers, I think, that really need to be reckoned with. But the fact of the matter is, you know, the federal government came out today and said unemployment has dipped to 8.9%. Those are the best numbers that we've seen in a long time. Everything that the administration's doing is working, blah, 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 blah. And yet, price of precious metals is going up, and the value of the Dow and the NASDAQ in the United States is going down. Somebody is looking at the emperor and realizing he's not wearing any clothes.
Well, absolutely. And what you've got to do, and I encourage our listeners to do it this way, when you get the official numbers from the Labor Department or from ADP, understand that they are going to move the market. It doesn't matter whether they're correct or not. They are going to move the market. And that's exactly what happened. But on the other side of the coin, you've got to understand that John Williams' numbers are better. My numbers are just quick and dirty, back of the napkin. I just take the unemployment and multiply times two. And actually, it's worse than that, because if they're saying they're under 9% now, my latest number is 23%.
Yeah.
And on top of that, other signals tell you differently, in that the food stamp program now is at 43 million. It's unbelievably
yeah.
high.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people aren't buying food stamps if they've got a job. Most people understand that. So, you know, these are other indicators that tell you that these numbers are silly.
Yeah, they are silly. There's no question about that. Hey, I want to ask you a question. You know, we did a couple of segments on the show with people kind of talking about where they thought the general resource market was going to go. Gail Simpson was saying that the basic consensus from everybody he was talking with at the BMO conference this week, which is a very high-level conference, is he saw optimism. Chatting with Bob Moriarty from 321 Gold, Bob feels it's a pretty scary time. The market is a little frothy. Probably time to take a little bit of money off the table. I have a tendency to agree with Bob. I think it's time. I'm not saying get out of the market, but I'm saying I think it's time to take a little money off the table, hold it on the sidelines, and wait to come back in. What do you think?
Well, in our view, I'm saying the same thing, but you don't want to dump out prematurely.
No.
There's two key dates, Al, that are coming up that we're watching like a hawk.
Mm-hmm.
One is the Ides of March on 3/15. That's coming up here pretty soon. And then the next number you want to watch or date is April 15th.
Yeah.
April 15th, in my view, could be the start of some serious selling.
Uh-huh.
Now, how big is serious? I don't think it's going to be any worse than perhaps 12 or 15% this coming spring, and I think that on the 15th of March, it could be a little one, like maybe 3 or 4 or 5%.
Yeah.
So what do you do with that stuff? I mean, you've got to treat your junior stocks differently than you do the seniors, because if you try to exit those at the market, you're going to hurt yourself. So, you know, a lot of the hot, fast juniors, we intend to just hang on till the end, and the end being before there's a major sell.
Yeah.
In my view, the stock markets, the credit markets, the juniors, the seniors, the gold, the silver, all this stuff, I think, is generally moving to the long side, at least until April 15th, and it may go into May or June.
Right.
We can tell technically because we watch so many little signals that come together. And when I get a whole bunch of them that gang up and say it's time to run,
right,
we get an alert out quickly, and we alert our readers, and then we just move forward.
Yeah.
But for this time, I would say hang on. It is frothy. You better be careful. However, things still look pretty good.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple of signals that I get that have about a 90% accuracy.
I want to wrap up the show stating something that's really, really important, and I'd like, Roger, you to weigh in on this. But, you know, there are a lot of radio shows out there, TV shows, et cetera, where people are talking about, well, you know, they're talking about things that can be construed as being investment advice. And I want to say very, very adamantly here, on this particular program, the Corlin Economics Report, we do not give investment advice. We are not registered investment advisors. All we are doing is we are having conversations based on what we ourselves, in the case of Bob Moriarty, what Bob is doing, in the case of Roger Wiegand, what Roger is doing, in the case of Al Corlin, what Al Corlin is doing. We are not suggesting for a minute that you should be doing what we're doing. What we are suggesting is, here's some food for thought. Take it to your registered investment advisor who is qualified by law to make suggestions to you. Raj, thanks so much. Listen, you guys, Big Al's going to be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.